Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to the program here. As always, you're invited to join us if you want to talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. The number for you to do that here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So welcome to the show here tonight. It's Ian and Bonnie in the studio in Keene, and then remotely we have...
Yeah, it's Mark coming to you live from Mexico City.
Mark, turn your mic down just a little bit. I'm sorry, we're just a little bit too excited there and got louder than you were previously.
I have to do that.
All right. So, Mexico City. Is this your first time in Mexico City besides the airport?
I suppose I spent a little bit of time here in Mexico City previously, but not a lot.
Okay, because I know that you and I had gone through the airport there on our trip to Anarchapulco. Several years ago, but that was
the first year of Anarchapulco. I, like the cheapskate I am, decided I would get there as inexpensively as possible. I took a flight to Mexico City, MEX airport, and then I took a cab. The only time I felt like I got robbed the whole time, the cab ride was like $20 to the bus station.
Wow.
This was 7 years ago. But, taxi cab drivers have to pay a VIG just to pick you up there. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so I went from the airport to the bus station, hung around at the bus station for a few hours, and then took the bus from Mexico City to Acapulco. I don't know what you consider that as far as my visits to Mexico City, but I took a cab through it.
Gotcha. But now you're staying there, you're doing some kind of an immersion class where you put your Spanish language learning to the test, right? You've been doing some practicing online with Duolingo, but this is your chance to really jump into the deep end, right?
Yeah, I mean, I learned Spanish to some level, probably in my early 20s, and have stayed in lesser, greater practice. And then I found Duolingo, and I used that for a couple of years. I decided to upgrade to the family one probably about a year ago. You and Bonnie are both on my family plan, so that I know you are about the same, or at one time about the same level of facility with Spanish as I, and you certainly dove into it for a period of time, and I just wanted to keep my hand in it and maybe get a little better, and I think I have gotten a little better doing Duolingo, but doing 5 minutes twice a day really isn't enough to really get a language. So
Ian does it all day.
No, that's not true.
Wait, am I muted? Can Mark hear me?
No, you definitely. You're not.
I can definitely hear you.
Oh, sorry, my headphones were turned down. Sorry about that. I can hear you, but not myself.
You should be okay.
Perfect.
Yep.
So, some days Ian really goes in, and other days he doesn't, in other weeks he doesn't really do much. But what we decided to do was take these immersion classes, so all day, every day, it's Spanish talking. And, my hope is that Jack can either, my son, 15 years old, can either have, a summer where that's full of video games and screwing around, or he can get quite a few video games and quite a bit of screwing around and learn Spanish in the process.
So how long are you down there for?
We'll be in Mexico for 2 weeks. Then we're going to Central America. I want to see the town of Antigua, which is the original. It's in Guatemala. It's the original Central American Republic capital, and it's supposed to be a beautiful place. I have never seen it. And then we'll go from there to Costa Rica for more Spanish immersion classes.
Well, the Heritage Foundation's 2023 Index of Economic Freedom is out.
Oh.
And so,
seems
like a good time to bring it up here since we're talking international stuff. And the United States is down on the list, not in a good way.
Not surprising.
Not down like in, higher rankings numerically, because obviously number one is the most free. Down as in the score they got is lower than it was last year by 1.5 points. They are currently ranked, the United States, at number 25 out of the 176 countries that are being ranked here. So, not looking so.
Also, they don't rank Liechtenstein, right?
Yeah, I think there's a certain limit on the number of population or something. I'm not sure how they determine. Liechtenstein is listed as not ranked here.
Yeah. And one thing I like to mention.
St. Kitts and Nevis, by the way, they're not
really
here either.
Huh.
Yeah, Liechtenstein is actually listed on the list of not ranked countries, but St. Kitts and Nevis aren't even on there at all.
Yeah. I think it's Nevis. Shoot, okay. I have to look it up. One of them's correct, and that's how they know you're not from there.
Right.
One thing I'd like to say about this is that you need to consider, when looking at these rankings, the scope, the reach, and the will of a state. So, for instance, it's probably worth mentioning, say, Afghanistan, especially when Afghanistan was not under the Taliban yet, right?
Currently ranked, by the way. Afghanistan is not on the ranking.
So there was a point when Afghanistan was able to project power only through its capital, right? And it wasn't able to project it all the way through the country. So it really doesn't matter what the level of freedom is there. Now, mind you, you're not going to start a Fortune 500 company in Afghanistan under any circumstances.
Right.
But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, the rules, as the rules exist, are enforced in the United States much more thoroughly than they are in many places around the world. You know, you can – now, Americans, we don't get this. And I can assure you, as an American doing business in Central America, it can be a big challenge trying to understand when they're just asking you for a bribe.
Because they won't come right out and say it.
Right. They don't come out and say, I would like a bribe. How much would you like that bribe to be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to go too low because you look like you have lots of money. But I don't want to go too high and have you report me to my boss. So
right.
why don't you figure out how much it is? You know, like, that's the thing. Bribes are crazy. You know,
speaking of Central America, Honduras is also down on the list. I know you spend some time on one of their islands out there, going down 0.8 points, I believe, dropping from 93 to 94. Another interesting takeaway is Hong Kong is no longer on the list. So for years, Hong Kong.
Just trying to take it back over?
I think probably because China took it over, yeah. So it used to be Hong Kong was number one on the Index of Economic Freedom for a very, very long time, and now it is just gone from the list.
So that leaves Singapore at number one?
Singapore is now in the number one spot. That's correct. Let's go to the phones here. I got somebody on the line. Oh. So hold that thought, Mark. We'll come back to it. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. What's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering, to what extent do you think that Donald Trump has mental illness as an explanation for everything that's happening with him in this country right now?
When you say that, you mean because he's been charged with various different paperwork-related so-called crimes for not declassifying documents and then holding on to them?
And just the illogical defiance and the they asked him once, they asked him twice, they asked him three times. He gave some of the documents back. Then he told people to lie and say that he gave them all. You know, what part of this guy's thought process is rooted in, like, personality disorder or mental illness?
I've seen lots of...
He's not logical.
I've seen lots of psychologists, like, write articles saying that he is a narcissist. I could totally believe that. I think
megalomania, too, might throw that in.
I saw a post of his the other day that was like, we are going to, I can't remember what it was, but it was like the most, like, what do you call it when somebody has, like, grandiosity, and he was talking about, like, we are in this together. It was, I can't even remember what it was, but it was about the stupid document, and he was saying that the feds are after him, but he was saying it in the most, like, he was basically talking about himself, like, in scripture, in all caps.
I've heard people, yeah, that's scary. That's a little
well,
out there.
What's scary is that I just saw a poll on, I think it was Politico.com. Anyway, they tracked all the polls recently, and basically Biden and Trump are neck and neck as far as their approval and disapproval ratings. It's
right.
I think it's about 40 for approval and about 60 for disapproval. I may be off a couple of points on these, but for both of them. I mean, and the only person in politics today that I could find with a higher disapproval rating than Biden and Trump was Kamala Harris. And so currently the three people, the three heirs apparent to the most powerful seat in the world are, you know, despicable people that nobody seems to want. You know, I think we're going to have another election here where you get to pick your favorite crooked old pervert, and that's it.
Yeah, it's just, I heard some reporting that, like when he's down in Mar-a-Lago, he kind of pretends he's still the president, and it's kind of like a little insane, you know what I mean? But I think people think he's a funny old guy, and, you know, you can kind of have a little bit of affection for the way he acts, but it's actually kind of, really, if you look at it seriously, it's a lot of mental illness going on.
Hmm. Well, I think that we probably wouldn't pick 80-year-olds to do very much of anything as far as a job, especially a job with a high level of competence. I mean, you're not going to pick an 80-year-old to do rocket science. You're not going to pick him to do brain surgery. You're not going to pick him to do really much of anything. The only thing that you've
just
got 80-year-olds...
Just at the top of a business, like be a CEO?
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
Yeah, there's not even a lot of CEOs that are 80-year-olds. You do see a lot of people running banks and law offices as, you know, old people. But in a lot of cases, they're just punching a clock so that their old clients can stay under the, you know, it keeps the connections going, right? I got to call Billy.
Well, sounds good. I'm just throwing around it because the more you see how he digs in on this stuff, it just reeks of there's got to be some mental illness going on.
No, mental illness and age go together, though, don't they? I mean,
sure, I think I see that.
Decline.
He's always had to some extent this personality.
Yeah, I think a megalomaniac.
Anyone that would run for president honestly has to have some kind of mental disorder to run for president.
Thank you for the call, Karen. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Bonnie, this is a really good point, is that the people that you would most want to be in the office would never put up with what it takes to get there.
Mm-hmm. Dishonesty.
Right? Like yeah, just the huge long hours, the talking in circles, saying the same thing over and over again while saying nothing, you know, just all the stuff that it takes to get into the office. It would be the very, very, very rare individual indeed that would be able to do the one in order to get the other.
Well, a truly productive person is never going to be interested in a political position. I mean, they have a business. They're working their business. They're, you know, feeding their family.
They could be philosophically motivated. I mean, there are people that are that way. I think Ron Paul comes to mind.
Aaron Day.
Okay. Aaron Day, yeah. We may be talking to him again soon. He's got a book that just came out. He's the Republican, sort of the Ron Paul Republican, if you will, that's in the race for the presidential nomination right now.
I don't want to speak for him, but I think a lot of his running for president is getting the word out about his ideas.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, that's all you can really expect when you're not one of the quote-unquote front runners. And, you know, the mainstream media is, of course, completely going to ignore candidates like Aaron Day.
Hashtag bank run.
Indeed. So we were talking about the Index of Economic Freedom here, and the United States down at number 25, down 1.5 points from last year. I don't remember what their score or what their numeric value was last year, but top 25, we're about to fall out of the top 25. I mean, that's definitely not a good thing, not a good category to be leaving. Is it currently linked, listed as a mostly free country underneath the four, what they call free countries of Singapore at number one, Switzerland at number two, Ireland at number three, and Taiwan at number four. Remember, this is just looking at economic freedoms, so no personal freedoms were taken into account, which explains why Singapore is number one.
I'm surprised by Ireland. I mean, they locked down really hard and stuff.
Yeah,
well, that would be a social freedom, right? I mean, that's not an economic freedom.
No, like it's
it.
Absolutely, it's economic.
Controlling businesses.
Yeah, if you can't open your doors to the public, then that's a total economic restriction.
I'm sure that Cato Institute, inside the Beltway as they are, when they determined, well, is the COVID lockdown, how are we going to count that? They're not going to count it so much as an economic freedom as they are going to be a social freedom. Well, going outside is a social freedom.
They might have had, you know, different... method of locking down, like maybe it was more, you know, maybe they got the people to think this is a good thing instead of demanding, because really, I don't know. I just seem to remember them being bad on COVID.
I'm sure, you know, my first guess would be any place in Europe was bad on COVID. That would be my first thought on it.
Well, we're losing your connection there from Mexico City, Mark. Just stand by, if you will. We were actually going to talk about a story, not tonight, but since we're talking about Ireland, I got at least the headline here. It was one of the various different show prep items I never really got to, and that is...
I really want to go to Mexico City.
There's a new hate speech law in Ireland that is pretty crazy, according to Euronews.com.
Is it as bad as Florida's?
I don't know. It's going to deal with so-called hate crimes, making it an offense to deny or trivialize genocide and expand protections to include gender identity and disability.
Oh my God, LPNH would actually be like a criminal in Ireland right now.
Opponents of the criminal justice bill have raised concerns that changes go too far and will stifle free speech. But defenders say Ireland's current legislation has been outstripped by the internet and contains significant blind spots. So they're saying it doesn't go far enough.
The internet's blind spots of censoring speech.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what they're referring to here.
Like the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, LPNH, they tweeted a joke about Jews in the Holocaust. So they're... That would actually be a criminal thing in Ireland now. That's pretty crazy.
It will make it easier to secure convictions for so-called hate crimes by allowing prosecutors to rely on the use of hostile slurs, gestures, or even symbols. Critics fear the changes could lead to politically incorrect views being censored, such as those around trans rights. Some public figures have waded into the debate, with apparently Donald Trump Jr. for some reason commenting on it, calling it insane, and Elon Musk branding it, quote, a massive attack on the freedom of speech. So
he attacks freedom of speech all the time. So
yeah, that's true. So again, we're not talking
free
about
Alex Jones.
Personal freedoms here in this list of the Heritage Foundation's top countries for economic freedom. So Ireland, again, not considering free speech there in this discussion. They look at things like property rights, judicial so-called effectiveness, tax burden, fiscal health, business freedoms, monetary freedoms, trade freedoms, etc. So looking exclusively at economic freedoms. Mark, I think we might have you back.
That's my belief.
All right, yeah, you're still all distorted. We got to work with you on the break about that.
I think I heard him fine. He's really
loud, though. That's the thing. Anyway, so in related news, Mark is currently in Mexico, and on the list here, Mexico is ranked in the what they consider the moderately free category. And by the way, the United States, if it goes down two more spots, is going to be, or three more spots, is going to be in the moderately free category of countries instead of its current mostly
free. How did Canada do?
Canada is doing all right at number 16 on the list.
See, I have a very difficult time accepting the way that Canada acted during COVID-19 with the trucker protest and all that stuff, and then just saying, oh yeah, the United States is definitely less free than that. Now, I don't know what their criteria are, and I haven't read this list, but
they did drop, according to the list here, 2.9 points. In fact, almost every country on the mostly free category went down in its freedom score, with the exception of all places, the United Arab Emirates and Uruguay. So those two countries went up slightly, but every other country went down. So I think this is, since it's from 2023, that means the data they're using is usually 2 years old. So there's a good chance they are finally taking into effect the COVID restrictions in 2020 for this particular survey. Singapore also down, Switzerland down. Taiwan is up slightly. So, yeah, in the top, looks like, I'm just looking down the list here. Yeah, Israel up slightly at number 34, Jamaica. I mean, almost every country here has gone down in freedom in this recent study. So not very good. Mexico chalking in at number 61 on the list.
I really want to go to Mexico City. I would totally go to Morelia, too.
Where's that?
It's in Michoacan.
Okay.
And my ex told me that it's like way safe because it's in the south, but he's very biased in that way, so maybe that's why. But it's really pretty. It has like a big what's it called? One of those archway things that bring water from very far away.
Hmm.
A bunch of aqueducts. It has a big historic aqueduct, which I didn't even know Mexico had.
Yeah, I don't know that much about it.
That was just like ancient Greece or Rome.
But, Mark, I think you were wanting to talk tonight about how some people are alleging that Mexico, despite it being number 61 on the list of economic freedoms here, and number the United States at number 25, that Mexico is more free than the United States.
Wondering why he wasn't chiming in about the aqueduct.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's having some more technical difficulties over there. I'm interested in hearing the arguments. I mean, if you are a wealthy gringo, then I expect that Mexico will seem pretty free because, you know, they don't want to mess with you. They want you to keep spending your gringo money wherever it is that you are. But we'll see when he gets his stuff working again here. So
does that mean foreigner, not just a white person?
I am not sure about that. I don't know if it's just an American foreigner or if it's just any old foreigner. That's a good question, Bonnie. It's normally used in regards to Americans, but it may be just any old foreigner. That's an excellent question.
I always thought I meant white person, but I think it might be any old foreigner.
The number here if you want to join the show is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we can talk about drug dogs that are being told to alert on cars that have no drugs in them. They caught a cop doing this recently on his body cam. And also, interesting story over at Zero Hedge about why patriots shouldn't pledge allegiance. So it's nice to see that some anti-pledge-related propaganda is getting out there in a big way. And so those are definitely some things we can talk about coming up here on Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And phones are open here. If you want to join the show, you can bring up absolutely anything that is on your mind. And, of course, join us online as well over at social.freetalklive.com. It's where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show as well. It's our own social media platform, social.freetalklive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Miami is ready for President Trump's arraignment at the federal courthouse tomorrow. Mayor Suarez assures that the city can handle large crowds with sufficient law enforcement and fire rescue personnel. The police chief has confirmed no credible threats exist at the present time. President Biden postponed a meeting with the head of NATO today due to a root canal procedure. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president is doing just fine after his root canal.
The procedure has been successfully completed, and he'll be certainly working in the residence this afternoon.
The meeting with the NATO Secretary General was rescheduled for tomorrow. American sentiment towards inflation is becoming increasingly positive as people believe it's on a downward trajectory. The latest survey of consumer expectations conducted by the New York Federal Reserve reveals that the inflation outlook reached its lowest point in 2 years in May. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here if you want. Bring up anything you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Also, you can join us online, of course, anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. That's freetalklive.com. I do want to say thank you to the folks over at Dash. Dash is digital cash. It is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. And believe it or not, that's actually fairly rare in the world of cryptocurrency. There was a time when Bitcoin was able to do that, and they basically broke Bitcoin. Whether it's on purpose or on accident, that is up to you to decide.
I think it's on purpose.
Yeah, there's an interesting theory about that out there. But
I saw a little meme video that Bitcoin was meant to be cash, like be the letter and cash in one word, on Twitter posted, where these, like, I don't want to say original, but these Bitcoiner people, like, several years ago were answering people's questions on Twitter, and they were like, Bitcoin is not a payment system. If you want to use a payment system, use an actual one like Lightning Network. And I can't remember what they described it as. They described it as something totally different, and then it showed him going to the white paper and searching that term, and it wasn't in
there.
The white paper, yeah.
Well, of course, the white paper, the Bitcoin white paper, is titled or subtitled Peer-to-Peer Electronic Cash. So
yep.
There's obviously, there was the vision for Bitcoin and then what it's become, and what it's become has been ridiculous on the fees, because you always have to spend a fee in order to send a cryptocurrency transaction. But let's see, what is the Bitcoin median fee right now? I know a couple weeks ago, the last time I checked, it was something around $1 to $2, and at the moment, according to bitinfocharts.com, They're saying the median fee is around $1.50, maybe a buck. So still way too high. If you're somebody living in Africa, for instance, that's like, you know, half your day's salary just to send one transaction. So
that's a good point.
You got to find something that's actually...
I mean, it's bad here, too, because if you want to buy a $3 cup of coffee and your fee is also $3, you're just going to be like, no, I'll just pay with cash.
Yeah, no doubt. So you got to use something that's actually useful. And the folks over at Dash have focused on being useful for most of a decade. They've been around for a long time. And they've got the world's first decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. In fact, every month, 10% of the Dash mining rewards go into a treasury. And then anyone that has one Dash, which right now, last I looked, was like $30, so it's on sale, can put forward a proposal to the Dash masternodes to vote on. And the masternodes vet those proposals. They decide which ones move forward and are funded by the Dash Treasury. In fact, that's how we got this sponsorship. And nowadays, you hear a lot, if you're in the crypto world, you hear a lot about decentralized autonomous organizations or DAOs, but Dash did it first. They are one of the oldest cryptocurrencies, and it's widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get. It's easy to use Dash. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That is Dash.org. I think we have Mark back with us here. I believe we've ironed out the technical difficulties. Mark, are you there? Well, I thought we had Mark and that we had ironed out.
No, I don't think we have. It's gotten very late.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Oh, that was just him talking way late.
Yeah, probably a couple seconds late at least. Let's talk to Ricky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you there, Brother Ian. Possibly Brother Mark. Bonnie.
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about this. There's some on the news, so what I wanted to do, if it's all right, just to get it down for the record, list some of the things I support, and then I had a question for Bonnie, if I may.
Okay.
All right. Well, first off, I believe in, I support the right to bear arms for all, young and old. I support secession. I'm anti-war. I practiced the non-aggression principle for upwards of 30 years. Originally, I knew it as a Jeffersonian, as the no-harm theory. I support no discrimination by sex. I'm for open borders. And also, I believe that we are all brother and sister, regardless of color or creed. And I've never pledged allegiance to the Stars and Stripes. Now, that's just
nice.
A sample.
Never? Not even as a kid? You never did?
Absolutely not.
Wow. How did you avoid doing that? I mean, did you go to a government school where they had people say the pledge?
Well, there was a little bit of trouble at first, but that got dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, now, there's 5 years before my, upwards of 5 years of the archives before my disappearance that got more, and the past 6 months. But, you know, yeah, I don't believe in pledging allegiance to the Stars and Stripes. It's pure evil. There's nothing good about the damn thing in history. But here's the question I got, if I may. And this one's for Bonnie.
Okay.
Now, the last time we spoke, and this is what I don't understand. Now, this was just a sampling of my list. Now, you said that the issue, when I said what the problem is, and basically you said the issue is, you don't like my views. Now, what are the views that you don't like? Because I don't want any waves here, but I'm a little confused about the whole thing.
Well, you and I aren't, like, we don't know each other for one thing. And for another thing, you've said lots of status things before that I disagree with.
Well, that's absolutely not correct, because you obviously haven't listened to my phone calls throughout the past 6 months.
Probably listened to like 10
year.
Hours of them.
What's one of them, Bonnie? What's one status thing that Ricky has said?
He believes in taxation.
That's absolutely not correct. But you haven't heard my phone calls.
I heard the phone call where you, Lee, Captain, and Ian were discussing it, and you were saying that there would be uses for taxation in a free Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
But I reevaluated that. I reevaluated that as a donation, like I said. And I've been bouncing that around
here
in PA to different people, and it's been sounding good.
Yeah, and then
pay a donation to who, though? Because you still believe in a state if you believe in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Well, if the state
Excuse
is funded...
me, are you going to insult me? You don't know very much about history, Bonnie. Now, that's a me.
That's insulting me, and I didn't insult you, actually.
You are only 27 years old, and I'm going to say right now, watch your tongue before you say something that you may not be correct about.
I didn't say anything incorrect. I said that you believe in a state because you believe in a state.
Are you getting offended because she's using the term state instead of Commonwealth?
Absolutely. In fact, if you want to have...
What is the difference, though, Ricky? I mean, it is ultimately a group of men and women who want
to
use violence. Huh?
If you listen to the show from February 23rd of this year, there was a long discussion between yourself, me, and Jay. It goes through the whole thing. We talked about New Hampshire, too, and for the hell that we threw secession in.
Okay, can I ask you a question about the difference? If I lived in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and it already seceded, it's not part of New Hampshire, would I be allowed to live there without volunteering any money to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? And just, I'm going to not be a part of that.
Well, as I was saying, see, my answer is, I'm looking at doing the best achievable results. See, I've come to the conclusion that we can do exactly like South Carolina did and just blow it away at the legislature. But if we do, I would look for, you know, the best possible answer. And I tell you what, my feedback's been very good. As far as
was that an answer to the question?
Not
because
at all.
It didn't seem like you even answered her question. A lot of words.
I'm trying to, as far as doing something completely voluntary. See, even something very small, as was talked about recently, you could call anything government, but it'd be totally voluntary. And as far as taxes, like I said.
So you're saying Bonnie could opt out if she was living in the landmass known as the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania?
Opt out of what?
Opt out of paying into the Commonwealth system.
Here's what my idea is, and I've been bouncing this around to different people around here personally. Say, for example, to start off, we'd have a memorandum. There'd be a small amount. That would be to take care of things like you were saying, roads, snow, stuff like that. Now imagine if you can't pay it. The Gestapo's not going to come out and get you. And when you can start paying into it, you would again. And I've been talking to people, and I know how people are here. They'd be really hip to that.
What if I'm a multimillionaire, everyone knows it, and I don't want to pay into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania?
Oh, so you don't want to pay at all for anywhere you live. So how the hell are the roads in that going to be done? Miss Bonnie. So you want to pay absolutely nothing.
He got me there. How are the roads going to be built without a government?
So basically you want everything for free, so you want
to
be a soldier.
You obviously haven't listened to me on the radio enough, Ricky, because I don't want everything for free. I would rather just not live under a state where you get to decide how all money is spent, where Ricky, king of the Commonwealth, gets to decide who builds the roads, where we're going to build them, and all those things. I would rather live in a place where I could put my money towards whatever I wanted and not just, I got to pay into the system or not pay into the system. I'm either getting everything for free, some crappy product made by entrenched bureaucrats, or nothing. You know, that's not a choice. And it's just so simple how easy it was to answer the question. Yes or no?
Right.
Was I able to live in Pennsylvania in his ideal world?
He didn't give a clear answer.
Without paying taxes. And he just, well, he said maybe if you couldn't afford it for a while, that's better than the state we have now, sure, but it's still a state.
Yeah, it sounds like there would be someone out there determining whether or not you could afford it, that you would have to, like, fill out some kind of form and give them information about your income or whatever, and then they would determine whether or not you were able to opt out.
Sounds like a state.
Thank you for the call tonight, Ricky. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I mean, if Ricky is moving more towards voluntary solutions, I think that's great.
Yeah, sure. I don't listen to every single Ricky call. It's not like I'm like, it's 7:30. I got to go hop on and listen to Ricky's call. So I didn't know that he changed his mind about that.
What about the one on April 23rd at 7:35 p.m.?
No. He said February 23rd.
Oh, I know. That was that one, right? Like, but I mean, there's been others. I'm always amused whenever anybody says on such and such a date, as if we, the hosts of Free Talk Live, just have in our memory banks what happened here or there.
Indeed. Mark, since we appear to have you back, I do want to talk about the Pledge of Allegiance since Ricky brought it up. I happen to have it in show prep here tonight, so we'll get to that. But you did tell me before the show that you were interested in sharing some, I guess, details on what people are saying in regards to the question of which country is freer, the United States or Mexico. And you were doing some research on that recently. Now, I mean, if you just judge by the Economic Freedom Index, it seems that the U.S. is more free than Mexico, according to the Heritage Foundation in the study they just put out, with Mexico number 61 and the United States at number 25. But, of course, that doesn't take personal freedoms into consideration. And
so, it also doesn't take into consideration the enforcement of rules. Mm. If there's a rule on the books, let's talk about Keene, New Hampshire, for instance. It is against the law in Keene, New Hampshire, to play sporting events on a Sunday. But they do.
It's the whole, the whole state.
It's the whole state? I thought it was Keene, New Hampshire.
No, I'm pretty sure that's a New Hampshire state law.
Okay. And another state law is that each municipality must have its own illuminating oil inspector.
Mm, right.
Now, I can tell you from having lived in southwest New Hampshire for more than a decade that no town had somebody with the title illuminating oil inspector. Mm-hmm. And there were lots of sports being played and by, you know, town teams, you know, like the Keene Blackbirds and the Keene State Owls. They play sports on Sunday. And it's just because the thing's on the books doesn't mean that it's enforced. And this is indubitably so in places like Central America and, frankly, most of the world, where they have these laws that some politician managed to ramrod through and then they don't follow them. They just, you know, like, oh, yeah, yeah, ahorita, as they say in Latin America.
What's that mean?
You know, sometime soon. It means never.
They'll get to it, but they never do.
Right. But it could mean, in fact, it could mean, it's a funny word that gets used for a lot of things. It could mean, yes, in fact, they will do it right away. Hmm. Or it could mean that they will never do it.
One day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, reading on here on Quora.com, which I've found to be very interesting, although I think that it's a lot of very diligent people answering questions from bots. But nonetheless, you know, I'm looking at these answers on Quora because this is the only way I can answer this question. I mean, you can go to an organization like Cato and ask the question, which is the freest place? And you'll get the answer that the Canada is more free than the United States. The United States is more free than Mexico. And these are statements that just do not appear to be so.
Hmm.
And not by my standard. You know, when I was there in New Hampshire reading these lists, I could understand them. But now, having traveled the world, I don't believe it.
Maybe, one part that's really different about Mexico than the United States is it's like a whole different world for you than it would be for a Mexican, isn't it?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways that's true. You know, there's wealth isn't freedom, but it's an analog to freedom. You can do a lot more things, and you can buy a lot of your time back from the government with some dollars.
Well,
and Mexico's just emerging into a modern market.
Well, even my ex-boyfriend's cousin, he was pretty rich. Their whole family got rich making a water park. But he was also rich on his own, and he became a politician. And there were so many times when he got, like, crazy death threats and things like that. It seems like the corruption is so bad. I mean, also his 11-year-old daughter got, like, you know, grabbed in the streets one day, almost, like, kidnapped. And they live in a pretty safe place. It's kind of crazy. I don't know. There's just, like, all kinds of things that would never happen here. Like, someone calling you and being like, yeah, you better step down from your political office or
whoa,
I'm going to kill you. And, like, putting credible threats on Facebook about it and stuff like that.
And I think that's true worldwide. I think worldwide that if you are going somewhere, going to move someplace for more freedom, that engaging in their political apparatus is not a good idea.
Well, they're natives, just if I'm not being clear.
I understand. I got it. But, I mean, I'm just saying that once you enter that world, the game changes. Let me tell you a story real quick. I think it's worth mentioning. Back in the day, when we still had slaves, one of the arguments against freeing slaves was is that you were taking the freedom of the master to own slaves. Now, this is obviously a bass-ackwards way of looking at freedom. Well, the freedom to own slaves is now being taken away. But quite literally, that was what was being said. And that's kind of what politics is. Like, you go to New Hampshire in part, not in total, but in part to have the freedom to become one of their politicians so that you can take away the freedom that they currently have in New Hampshire of taking away your freedoms. I mean, it's this kind of weird vortex, but nonetheless, it's a little bit true, and that's how people view
it. Their viewpoint, right? From those people's viewpoint, they want to be able to control people, and the freedom movement is a threat to that, so they're gonna lash out about it.
Right. And I would say that, you know, that's probably what's going on in Mexico, too. Now, if you just show up in Mexico, and I think this is probably true for a Mexican, too, if you just go to some place that isn't your hometown, like, because you care so much more about the politics in your hometown. You go someplace that's, you know, something else going on, you don't care. The freest I ever felt was in Saipan when I was like, oh, those people in America are having an election. Have fun.
I mean, I'm like that right now. I don't care when those people have an election federally.
You can free yourself in your mind. It's absolutely true, and I think it's a great thing to do. I'm just saying that that's how I felt when I was in Saipan in the U.S. Marianas. You know, the one thing that bothered me the most was I wasn't able to watch the Super Bowl the same way as other people were. But, you know, I did find a place to watch it, but I didn't get to see any of the ads. I had to watch those on YouTube later.
Mark just watches the Super Bowl for the halftime show.
I have seen a few halftime shows, but I'm not a big fan of pop music at all. Anyway, I think that in many ways, if you go to Mexico, you will be able to buy things more cheaply, and that's sort of an analog to freedom, right? If your money goes twice as far. And that also you're not going to get bothered doing too much. But then again, I don't get bothered doing that much in the U.S. It's just that my taxes are high.
Right.
Once you go to another country, and Mexico is one of them, Honduras is not, that has a treaty with the U.S., you can only spend 6 months there, and then you can spend the other 6 months in the U.S., and you're still considered a foreign resident.
Now, what does that have to do with the treaty?
There's a treaty, and I know Mexico is part of it. I don't have it sitting here in front of me. I can look it up during the break and try to find out more about it. But basically, this treaty says that you only have to that essentially it treats those places like a territory as opposed to a foreign country. So normally, you had to spend 330 days in a foreign country or so in order to be treated as a person who wasn't living in the U.S.
Then
they signed a new treaty with some different nations to say, oh, no, you just have to do 6 months in these countries. And Mexico is one of them.
I still think that you're only describing reasons why Mexico is more free for you. Because if you think about it, if someone didn't already have money, their money's not really stretching any further if they go there and have to get a job because they make less money. They make less money and things cost less. But if they're already rich.
That's true in New Hampshire, right? I mean, like, if you go in, if you're, you know, say you're working as a lawn maintenance guy or a real estate agent in Peoria, Illinois, you're not going to just pick up digs and lose all your contacts and move to New Hampshire. If you do, you might as well have moved someplace else. So, you know, people are stuck in one place due to the work.
That's not what I meant,
chosen.
Though. All I meant
That's
was that if you don't already have money, then it doesn't really matter that things are cheap there.
You can work online, many people do, and, you know, make, like, there's more jobs than ever for people who want to work online.
Yep, that's definitely true. It is certainly easier now to be what they call a digital nomad, somebody who works from their laptop. More companies are certainly being accepting of that. That is one of the, you know, positive results of
the
whole COVID
situation. But wanting to be like an influencer type of thing, that money is going down, right? People are giving
less. I would
expect
so, yeah, because there's just so many people that entered into that.
Yeah, people who want to just be like, I make videos of me traveling around Mexico City or something like that. They're going to make a lot less money. They get less views.
You have to be really
YouTube
interesting.
YouTube is kind of dying, and people have less expendable income or whatever to give to their favorite creators anymore.
Yeah, I think that in many cases they're still getting the ad revenue. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't recommend being an influencer, but you can work as remote telephone answering for United Airlines, right? And if you were in Keene, New Hampshire, you're going to pay $4,000, $5,000 a year in property tax. If you're in Florida, you're going to pay $2,500 to $3,500 a year in property taxes.
If you own a home.
What's that? Sure.
If you own a home.
Well, you have to live somewhere, and if you don't own the home, you are still paying property taxes on wherever it is you're living. I mean, you could live in a boat, and then you don't pay property taxes, but the marina is still going to pass on whatever whatever taxes it pays to you.
True. So what are some of the highlights from this Quora discussion? What are other people besides Mark saying about why?
One thoughtful person says, in Mexico, I feel more free because there are a lot less rules and structure when it comes to both businesses and, in certain aspects, the general everyday living. People guess, are a lot more square than Americans when it comes to rules. Problem solving, protocol, and structure, so there's a lot more flexibility and freedom. Example, I sell corporate gifts with alcohol and do not need a special permit or to sell or ship across state lines. Hmm. Another example is that you can generally talk your way out of a problem much easier than in the States. Speeding, teachers, clients, etc. This happened to me too when I was being a bribe was being demanded from me. I didn't realize it, but I was not being allowed on a bus at Anarchapulco because I had the wrong badge on. This bus was only for presenters, and my badge said press, but I had the choice between three different badges, and I just decided the press badge because I'm more comfortable with that. So the guy didn't know that, but he didn't want to let me on the bus. This lady from Argentina, who I'm sure you remember, Ian, she lights into the dude. I have no idea what she was saying. And he's like, go ahead, get on the bus. And so anyway, there are official rules written in print, and then there are the rules with which they're with their own exception.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Mexicans don't make such a big deal out of certain things, such as alcohol consumption, noise, parties, etc. I guess the consequences are much less severe.
Yeah, I want to talk more about it coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. And
my hypothesis, before I forget it, is going to be that people in Mexico take less antidepressants and are more like loving human beings, from what I've noticed.
I think the alcohol age was 18 there, if I recall correctly, as well, so a little lower. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.